probably stand up at the old farm.
All right, kids, hands off the revolver.
Well, I suppose this means we know where to find him.
Yes, indeed, and perhaps the newly risen servants who were murdered in the last few days.
Yes. I suggest we get there as quickly as possible for nightfall.
I suggest we find Catherine, as she may be the next target, and she is not as well defended as here.
Is it well defended?
There's 6 dogs and a man.
Well, when did these murders occur?
The past week.
Nighttime?
Mm-hmm. He comes at night.
Say, if we go now, where there's still daylight, we can possibly burn him.
That's true. It's what, 3 or 2:30?
About 2 miles, taking a windy path type of thing. I'd say about 3 in the afternoon at this point. Okay. You have about 3 more hours of sunlight.
How far is the farmhouse?
It's about 2 hours.
Okay. Well, I suppose we can go there now, then.
We'll have to. I hate to be a bother, but do you happen to have anything that could create fire? Phlegm.
Torch.
I suppose a torch may work.
Fire. Good.
You guys get a torch. And light it up when you get there.
Okay.
So, you through. She says, well, that's about all I know.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your time, madam.
Mm-hmm.
We know you're a busy lady. We'll let you get on. Do be careful.
Yeah.
So who's winning? The boys or the guy?
Roll a d6, Alec. They got a 2.
I got a 2.
It seems about tight at this point.
I've got 6 kids on me going like...
But you are still moving around with the 6 kids on you. That's how.
Get him! Poke his arms out!
Alright, well, we know where to go now. We must move quickly before the sun falls.
Okay. Ride's over, kids. Everyone off.
Oh. There's still a puppy clinging to your leg.
It's humping.
Who's this?
It's mine.
Here you are.
Thank you. Sorry he peed on your leg.
That's not pee.
Right.
It's a puppy, dude.
Didn't say how much of a puppy. It could be like 2 years old.
It's not a puppy.
Yes, it is.
Evie is still a puppy.
Amanda still calls Vincent and Pablo puppies.
Alright. You guys make breakneck speed, obviously with some form of hustle. I assume you guys give Alec basically the lowdown.
Yes.
Yes.
And hopefully she tells us where it is.
Oh, yeah. the old lonely farm out
that way.
East of the town. East, right? Whatever the opposite of what I said for her. I think she's west, that's east. If not, it is now.
So basically she just planted herself on the opposite side of the city from...
Yes.
Okay, so hustle, hustle, hustle.
You guys hustle your way back through. You know, you can see most people are kind of packing down at this point. As you guys get back, it's around 4 and people are getting ready to head home. You guys hustle, hustle, hustle to the other side of town. It's about 5:30 at this point. The sun is starting to set. And you guys come upon what you can see is an old farmhouse, but you don't see the fields just yet.
Obviously, did any of the detectives or constables want to come?
The Constable Harper seems to have been
busy.
Detained. Constable Carter is he's basically just patrolling around town. And the detective's missing.
Okay. I'll have to look into that later.
Yeah, do we have to?
Not necessarily.
We don't have the time at the moment.
Packed his head.
Back to his head.
Alright. So, we get to the farmhouse.
Alright. So you get up to the farmhouse. Old, quiet, abandoned. It's like it hasn't seen use in decades.
Kind of creepy.
It's a couple stories high. There is an old barn nearby as well. As you guys are kind of looking out behind it, kind of nestled away in a bunch of trees, you can see the giant corn patch that it's currently in. Corn wouldn't necessarily grow here. So wheat patch. But it's largely overgrown at this point. It's mainly just giant grass. And you can see the top of a scarecrow just kind of poking out.
Alrighty then, folks. Why don't we get started?
Yes. Do you want the torch? Or who wants to have the torch?
It'll take a little bit to get out to him.
Yes.
And once you guys basically enter the grass, since it is tall grass, you will lose sight of him. It is taller than each of you. Okay. It's about 6 feet tall at this point.
Okay, then let's... What we can do... Let's see.
So we're burning down scarecrows?
Is there anything to scavenge in this area? Really? Like rope?
Rope, not really. Anything useful's kind of gone.
Okay.
Although you guys can give me a notice check, because you guys, if you guys are poking around the, if you are poking around the barn house, that takes up 20 minutes.
I'm just doing a quick look around to see if anything can be useful.
Okay, so a quick look around like that, no. Okay.
I will poke into the barn.
Okay, so you will be out for 20 minutes.
I understand that, and I'm willing to accept that. I want to make sure there's nothing else here.
Yeah. The two men walk into the barn house, being manly.
Leaving the women outdoors. In the open.
9, 8.
If we hear screams, we'll know what happened.
If we hear screams, we'll go in and save the men. 8 and 9?
Yeah.
Both of you guys can tell that this place has obviously been used, and by a decent group of sized people, recently. We're not talking 1 or 2. We're talking maybe 10.
Really?
You can see that there are new, fresh supplies here. And you can see that there's... Obviously, someone has taken more than just a rudimentary interest in some old folklore.
I only have 4 knives.
I pull my axe out of my rucksack at this point.
Mm-hmm. Total 26 bullets on me.
Fresh supplies, everything.
I have 6.
This is not good.
6 in my gun. 20 in the set.
As you guys are kind of poking around, and it's basically sunset at this point, the sun is just kind of eking out the last little bit, you two give me notice checks as you're kind of standing outside the old farmhouse barn. Kind of doing the...
Is it the notice?
5. 7. 7.
Both of you could swear you hear something like chanting coming from the corner. Coming from the
wheat.
It would be barley
that?
Here, actually.
You know, so barley.
Wheat is only in, or it's not in Britain.
It's kind of creepy to come out here at this time of night.
That's the last little.
I'm just. Going down. I'm watching, make sure he doesn't move.
And you can kind of hear the ha ha ha.
Oh,
yo, hoop today, Kaliwa, Kaliwa. Oh, sorry.
I draw
a thorn knife. Klaatu, Barada,
and I'll blow out my gun as well. Shall we gather the men?
Yeah.
You two come running in as they're coming, running out.
There's a lot of people have been here, and recently.
They're chanting outside in the field.
Yes.
There may be at least 10 of them.
At we most could always 10. Just set fire to the field.
That was my initial.
It's a little too moist. Welcome to merry old England. Welcome to merry old England.
Alright, well...
We have to stop them from completing this ritual.
Indeed. Perhaps we should, if they... Maybe they're summoning the scarecrow or something. In which case, one of us should... Whichever one of us takes the torch should go after the scarecrow.
You know, they could always be trying to seal it up. Keep it from attacking again.
Ha! Optimist.
So what's the cover story this time?
We're here to kill you
we're
if you
rivers.
Don't stop.
We're here to all right. stop you.
Hold on, let me quickly draw this out. Alright, now, this is the way you guys have to approach. Basically, anything beyond this kind of cornrow thing, it will have some concealment bonus. And you also can't notice anything that's basically like three beyond where you are. So if there's something like way back here and you're over here, you know, if there's no audio cues, you're not going to hear it.
I take it the same applies to our enemies, though?
Same applies to your... No, the enemies, they have no clip. You guys can't...
One hand to weapon, right?
Yeah. You guys can indeed hear chanting, though.
How about you carry a torch, since you're probably the most durable, most likely to reach the scarecrow?
Also, Alec, they're in RTS mode, and we're in first-person mode.
And I activate... Deflect on you, minus two to...
Get hit.
Yeah, okay. But I think you were supposed to slide this in before you glued the two pieces together. It won't fit through.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Okay.
I already checked that out. It'll require a bit of forcing. But we're going to go ahead and go to cards.
But that's what I would do.
You managed to make it through without any joker.
Okay. I suggest we stick close together so we don't lose each other in the field.
Who's taking the torch? Okay. As the only one who doesn't really take penalties for wielding something in this other hand.
Yeah. I will light up my lantern because I know it'll get dark soon.
Okay, so you take an action. Uh-huh. All right, now, six squares around you, I think it's for the lantern, you'll have no penalties for shooting. Because it is sunset at this point, you will have a minus one for anything beyond that's not lit.
Yes.
You also have no penalty, but yours is only four squares because you have a torch as opposed to a lantern.
I switch eye patch locations.
Okay. Unfortunately, since the light is directly next to you, it screws up your night vision anyway. Alright, Jessica lights your torch. Do you want to move?
Can I hold my movement?
No.
Okay, then I'll just move three.
Halfway in between corners. Barley Rows. Alright. Seven of Diamonds. You guys can hear the chanting getting louder. It's coming to a crescendo! Five of Spades.
I move 4-6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He has
deflection. Alright, this is now round one of deflection.
I also move 4-6. Trying to keep over here, okay?
It's not to be outshone by a yank. Ivan!
I try to move up behind him and draw my other throwing knife.
Behind?
Alec. The burly American.
Alright, you draw a knife. So Jessica, they all ran past you. You're like, alright, let's go in together.
We are together. You're alone.
Yeah, you can see her ass sticking out.
Actually,
on a two, you can begin to hear him stir.
My main idea was actually I'd take the front so they'd be more likely to attack me.
I was just moving up with you.
I figured
the ladies would stay together.
He stirs a lot more. You can actually begin to hear coming from the scarecrow, even all the way back here. So I guess it's more like a
I move up six.
Doesn't sound friendly.
Dudes here.
These kind of look like, you know,
cultists.
Just about. They kind of look at you like. Okay, so that was four of your movement.
This isn't the forest.
This is a field of barley.
I move forward. My other two.
Mm-mm. More cultists and more cultists.
Still not in the forest.
You know, I'm beginning to think I'm heading in the wrong direction.
Okay, that was your movement.
You can run.
I guess I'll run.
Roll a d6.
Six.
Does it explode?
No.
Oh.
Ethan has it that way, but I think that's ridiculous.
Because that means you can sprint like 48 squares in a single round.
More cultists! More cultists!
Oopsie day! And then you actually see... Where did I put him? Yeah, there we go. You actually see William basically knocked out on the ground.
So I see a random guy knocked out on the ground.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah.
You have no idea who he is.
Okay, how many squares have I moved so far?
Four. You have two more.
Okay, I'll move next to the scarecrow.
Jessica.
I will move forward six. Well, five, then one to the side. Okay, angled. Right, so I'm closer then.
Alright. You begin to see those two, so they're kind of like,
as the Nessimer like, oh, hello.
Ivan?
Is the party open?
I move up six.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Excuse me.
We brought the tea. And the cauldron.
I have both knives out.
Okay. Ryan?
I will move up six. What are you all doing in the field?
What? Who?
He thought this was a pirate party.
I thought this was Cabal only. What are you going for?
What?
Action. Run?
Sure.
Roll a d6.
You gonna run at one of them or?
Five.
Ah! That is the scarecrow!
Ah, that's the one I was looking for.
And the detective?
Jessica, we're kind of together, you know, us two together and then those two together.
And William.
That's the way it should be!
It looks like William has actually been knocked out and kind of bound at this point.
What is this?
This is inconvenient, is what it is.
You're darn right it is. I didn't want to have to deal with the law.
I fought the law, and hopefully the law doesn't win.
Well, my good man, I'm afraid I have to inform you that you're under arrest.
For?
Interfering with Cabal business.
Somehow I don't think that's actually in the law books.
I don't think that will fly in court, good man.
I guess we'll just have to kill you for resisting arrest.
He will turn and shoot you with his pistol.
He has to hit my parry, right?
Yes, yes. He has to hit your parry because you are in close combat.
Minus two.
Why am I?
Deflection.
Oh, that's right.
It just increases his by two.
Yes.
Yep.
What weapons do you have out? Torch and
an axe.
Okay.
He's here, Chief.
So he is not going to attempt to move away from you. But at this point.
I hear gunfire!
Yeah, basically they hear pistol fire and they're like, oh, hell no. Alright, so, first pistol shot, because there's no light source within... No, wait, there is light source within four, so they can shoot you two without a problem. Bang! He'll go ahead and shoot near his boss. Doesn't like it anymore. Bang! But he will hit.
Hit me?
As long as... he would hit you, but deflection's there. Boing!
Thank you, Ivan.
That stuff is not very noticeable, but it is useful.
Mm-hmm. One shot on Ryan. Will hit. One shot on Alec. Wah, 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 wah. Ryan, you have a pistol bullet entering your body for 12 points of damage.
Ow.
So there, your toughness is 5, so that's 8. So that would be a wound.
8 will be a wound. Wait. Yes.
No, that would be 7, actually. You said 12?
12.
So 7, so that's still a wound.
That's still one wound.
Yes.
Do you wish to attempt to soak, or do you want to take it in the face?
Or in the back, in this case.
Or in the back, in this case.
It's the real reason why we have fanny's.
You soak.
4?
You soak. You're fine.
You're shaking them.
A pistol shot at Ivan. Since you're in the corn row, they have a minus one. Another shot at Ivan. They have a minus one because you're in the corn row. That would have hit, but the corn or but the barley takes it for you. Jessica, second verse, and that's the first. Once again, the barley is safety.
Yay, barley!
Yay, barley, 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 barley.
Ryan, you're obviously shocked that the sheriff would do something like this.
Egad, that's a man of the law!
Right, well, time to do what we came here to do. Put the torch to the scarecrow.
Okay. Give me a fighting roll.
You can try and shove it inside him.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
I think I still need a fighting roll, probably.
Yeah, you still need a fighting roll.
As the scarecrow tries to deflect the torch, probably.
Yeah, just, you know what?
Nope, not this turn.
Not any better, yeah.
So basically, as you're kind of pushing it forward, basically you'll notice that somehow the winds have kind of picked up with... And then you pull it back, no winds. Winds, no winds. Something ain't right here!
The scarecrow's cheating!
What do you want to take out first?
That left's closer.
I go that way.
Left?
Yep. I stay in the barley.
Okay, so. 3, 4, 5, 6. You'll have to run if you want to reach him, or you can just throw.
I was throwing.
Alright, throw away.
Does he take the penalties for throwing out of the barley?
No. But you will take the -1 due to conceal, due to low light.
So that's why I gotta roll.
Yeah.
Well, 3d6. This is throwing. My special.
Watch out!
What's your special thing?
9! You hit with a raise!
So 2d6 plus a d4.
Yay!
Flat! Ah! Right in the throat.
Anime style! You are from Japan!
That's
a
Japanese! I said you are from Japan.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Anime style!
He's within short range, but you will suffer the -1 because he is outside the lantern's light.
Okay. I suppose moving over 3.
Except for the -1.
Put him in the light.
Yes, he is just now within the lantern's light.
It's like, ah, there's a body.
Green lantern's light?
No.
Aw.
Then there'd be lots of ass kicking.
White lantern's light?
No, black lantern's light.
It went
light.
Somewhere.
Green hornet's light?
Black lantern.
Do it!
It's green lantern, but black guy.
Or the organization.
14!
It was actually a big promo DC did recently, Blackest Night.
Ah, are they like, you know, hot?
He is just now waiting.
They're black. One's Bizarro Superman.
So he's
Wonder Woman got turned evil temporarily.
I see.
There were a whole bunch of different.
The Cabal!
Wait, they're all black? Racists.
Alright,
Damn it.
Well, he's actually going to attempt to pistol whip you.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Okay.
Couldn't be.
Then who?
9.
Now my parry's a 7.
Then he'll hit you.
Wait, was that with the deflection?
That's with the deflection.
Oh.
My parry's normally a 5.
Even with your
armor. You're not very good at
fighting. D6 fighting
guy. Doesn't add to parry.
Oh, that adds a 7.
Yeah.
7!
He is my toughness.
He shakes you.
Ah!
Oh. And then he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4. Come now, William. Time for your largest contribution to this expedition. Right.
Ah!
Ah! Shit. The scarecrow doesn't look like it's moving, does it?
No, looks like it's waiting for something.
Can I move past it?
Oh yeah, you can move past it.
Okay.
It's a scarecrow.
I'll move up 5 and try and stab him through the barley.
Like this?
Yeah.
No, we're
stabbing this guy or the scarecrow?
The guy.
The guy. Okay.
The detective.
Ah! I'll stab you! Yes, I'll stab you.
This is terrible. You're going to sacrifice him or something.
It's all for the greater good.
4
will miss him.
5
will miss him.
6?
No. 8?
Just 5.
Yes.
Alright.
How about 20? Does 20 hit?
No, that misses.
His parry is...
His parry is ludicrous.
His parry is between 8 and 12.
You know what the answer to that one is? Shoot him. Shoot him more.
Ha! Parry this one, jerk! Alright.
Ching!
He's still on hold. Jessica.
No. still in six, right? Two, three,
four, five, six. Oh, I guess it would have been a four because we're in low light.
No, you're not. You've got my torch.
You are within four squares of Alec.
Oh. But is he?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Five, you'll hit.
Nothing.
You shoot his bowler hat.
Yes.
Oh, you see he's bolding.
Oh, what's that?
Alec.
Does he unshake? Yes!
But now three.
Oh my gosh, I got to unshake without any penalties.
I know. I need to wound you more.
throw my other knife.
Alright, so you switch hands and throw it. Okay.
What do you mean switch hands? I'm ambidextrous.
You are correct.
He did take ambidextrous.
Who cares? Throw that shanker.
It's not like your edges are supposed to be useful.
Paraphys, I think you'll hit either way.
So which one are you going to take, Ivan? The wild die or the throwing die?
Yes.
Seven. Ten.
So you just go about systematically slaughtering these people.
Move?
Hey, you want to move?
No.
Okay. Not even to move up to the corpse.
Ryan.
I'll take my next attack. What the hell? I'll all-out attack.
How dare you!
Quiet.
Damn it.
No.
God, that's...
You could spend a penny.
Five.
Five will miss. With the plus three, you got a five?
Yes, well, one and a two.
Damn, Ryan.
Six?
Six will hit.
Thank goodness. Oh. 11, 13.
13! 13 sounds like two wounds to me.
Thanks to Florentine.
Florentine doesn't add to damage.
It doesn't add to damage, just a hit. So here comes the first Benny. No, it's actually only one wound. Armor, baby. Armor.
And he soaks it.
Yep, he soaks it.
Yeah, once you finish eating up those bennies. Though.
Yeah, at least...
Once you finish eating up the bennies, he's...
I made him spend his first benny. That's good enough.
Alright, he spends his full turn lining up a shot.
On me or on
him? Delivering a killing blow. If he gets to act before you guys do, he delivers a killing blow to William. That's not technically how it's supposed to work, but because it's cinematic, he's doing it dramatically.
Sure thing.
Alright, so we have one bullet shot at Jessica.
Saved.
Barley saved you. Two shots at Ryan. Hit and a hit with a raise. Otherwise, he was going to shoot my own detective in the back.
Oh, would have been funny.
Three.
Yes, it would have been funny.
Does three do anything to you? Is that your toughness?
No.
Is your toughness negative one?
Totally.
All right. How about 11?
That's a.
That's six.
I don't know. My toughness is a.
That's
five.
Six. Five is toughness.
So that is one wound, sir.
Okay. What the hell? I'll keep it.
All right. You take a wound and are shaken. Oh. Then we have two shots at Alec. They're not quite particularly worried about shooting the scarecrow, though. Really won't matter, though. He's still waiting.
La, 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 la.
Ivan. Jessica. Alec. Yes. Ryan.
Yay!
Yay!
That's lame.
All right. Now the thing is you have to at least shake him and hope he doesn't get it with a raise. Ryan, you are shaken, sir.
You need a raise.
Yes, you need a raise.
Nope.
Don't even unshake.
All right.
Got a
Ivan.
I draw a knife. Move back to the barley, next barley line.
That's it?
Yeah.
Alec, attempting to light him up.
Let's unshake first.
Oh, that's right. You do have to unshake first.
No, I unshook.
Yeah, you unshook last time. I could have sworn you did because you were
yes.
So surprised. Try and light him on fire or prevent the killing blow.